And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Knowledge or wisdom? Is there a difference? Knowledge is defined as the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity gained through experience or association. Wisdom is defined as the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, insight, good sense, judgment. Now, someone can be knowledgeable and know a lot of things and yet still not possess wisdom, still not possess discernment and good sense and judgment. This morning's text is from our gospel lesson, and it is that account in Scripture where Jesus is in the temple. Jesus and his family had gone to Jerusalem for the celebration of the feast of Passover. There was an annual attendance at least three feasts by all adult males who were normally accompanied by their families. And those three feasts were the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, distance provided many from attending all three, but most Jews tried to be at Passover. And so it was with Jesus and his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. The Bible tells us that Jesus was 12 years old. We only have glimpses or snapshots of Jesus as a young man. We have his birth. We know that he was under 2 years of age when his parents, in order to flee from the edict of Herod, fled to Egypt. And we have this account of when Jesus was 12 years old. And that's it, until Jesus begins his public ministry around the age of 30. So that there are great gaps of time in the early years of Jesus that have never been recorded in Scripture. They're often referred to as the silent years. Birth, under 2, at age 12, and then his public ministry at age 30. Yet great gaps of time of what Jesus was like at age 7 or at age 9 or in his teenage years or in his 20s. At age 12, Jesus was at the Passover in Jerusalem. And when the feast was over, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple. 3 days. One day traveling away from Jerusalem, a second day traveling back to Jerusalem, and the third day looking for him. Jesus was in the temple teaching. And now our text, Luke 2, verse 47, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Jesus is not only knowledgeable, knowing all things, he is also the definition of wisdom. Today's gospel lesson begins and ends using that word wisdom. Luke 2, verse 40, the child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. Luke 2, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And then consider today's Old Testament lesson, when Solomon became king in place of his father David. This was Solomon's prayer. O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father. Although I am a little child, I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to number. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? And the Bible tells us it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this. And God said to him, because you have asked for this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has ever been before, and none like you shall ever be again. And you'll recall that one of the first rulings that King Solomon ever made was with that living child, how two prostitutes had come before the king, both having had children. But the one woman slept on her child, having snuffed its life out, so that she switched babies and was claiming that the living child was hers. So Solomon said, "Bring me a sword." 1 Kings 3, verse 24. "Bring me a sword." And he gave orders, "Cut the living child in two and give half to this woman and half to this woman." And the woman whose son was alive was filled with compassion for her son and said to the king, "Please, my lord, give her the living baby and by no means kill him." But the other said, "Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two." And then Solomon gave his ruling, "Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother." And when all Israel heard the verdict, 1 Kings 3, verse 28, when all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. Do you have wisdom? Are you wise? In the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes, Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." And then in the next verse, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says the Bible. And fear the Lord in this context means to stand in awe of him, to recognize his greatness and his awesome power, to be in reverence and in honor before him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a person will never be wise, a person will never possess wisdom, unless or until they recognize their relationship and their subordinate position to the Lord, that he is the potter and that I am the clay. And a person will never possess wisdom unless they're quiet and allow God to speak to them. God speaks and he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, many people claim to be wise, yet they are fools. In Romans chapter 1, in reading about those who live a life apart from God, it says there, Romans 1, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles." Are you wise? Do you possess wisdom? Look for wisdom, where wisdom is to be found. Look to Jesus. Isaiah the prophet, in prophesying of the coming of Jesus Christ, wrote, Isaiah 11, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord." Are you wise? Do you possess wisdom? Look to Jesus. And as we look at today's readings, where is it that we find Jesus? Mary and Joseph went back to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. Where did they find him? They found him in the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And certainly on this first Sunday in this new year of 2026, and only 4 days into it, it's a great place to begin, in the temple, in this house of worship, as Jesus teaches us in the temple. That hymn that we sang just moments ago, "Within the Father's house," is a good one as we enter this new year, to be in our Father's house. What a way to begin 2026. In these days, in this new year, it is well that we ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance. The Bible says, Ephesians 5, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And if ever there was a time to hear these words ringing in our ears, it's now. It's now. And as we enter this new year, in closing, I'd like to read this prayer from the book of Psalms, Psalm 90, verse 12. O Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May God grant it in Christ's name. Amen.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.